Hello, Harrison.
Good morning, Steve. Excitement is rising in Yaounde ahead of the Indomitable Lions and the Harambee Stars of Kenya clash at 5 p.m. in the day 3 match of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers. The technical benches of the two teams yesterday had their last training sessions in build-up to today's match at the Ahmadu Ahidjo Stadium. Head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Breeze, yesterday in the pre-match press conference with one of the defenders, Jackson Chachua, underlined that the Lions are hungry to get back to winning ways and they will roar against the Harambee Stars of Kenya.
Winning at 3 points, I think it's the right of the people of Cameroon to demand that of us. So we try to accomplish this work and we will do, like Jackson said, our ultimate best to achieve in these things. But football stays football. Till now we didn't lose and we have to restart with the victories. We want to play also later World Cup. These things, these ambitions are very high. I think the quality is there. It's up to us to take it out of the team. Everybody in the selection, from players to the people who have to take care of us, for the coaches, the technical staff, everybody wants the highest. Pressure is part of our job, so it will be too easy and not correct of us to start crying about this situation, deal with the situation. We have the habit to do that. And every time we have to see what the opponent can bring, what we can offer against them.
Motivated by their unbeaten run in their last seven outings, the coach of the Harambee Stars of Kenya, Engin Firat, and his defender, Joseph Okumo, stated that they are not afraid to take on the Indomitable Lions in their own backyard today.
I can easily say there's no team in the world who will come to Cameroon and say we want to win or we will win. So this is a reality. But I played in my career and, against all big teams around the world, from world champion to European champion. And so for me, it's about how I stop the individual quality of the players. Every day if I look at the news and this one, man of the match, player of the month, your team is in quite well shape. I have to think about how I find solutions to stop this. We are prepared.
For me, it's very clear, 11 against 11, I'm not afraid of a slaughterhouse.
We have a decent trip, we are ready, and we prepared well for the match.
Coach Engin Firat and Joseph Okumo of the Harambee Stars of Kenya. Now, supporters of the Indomitable Lions are upbeat to see the team reclaim the leadership position of Pool J of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers after this evening match. Jude Ngong and Dewa Fabrice believe that if Mark Briggs maintains the squad and bring in some new players, he'll get the job done.
I propose that Mark Breeze should use the normal formation of the four new players that were called up. He should give them the opportunity. We're also looking forward to their performance. Who knows, they might just be the new breed that have come to change or the play style. So let him try to see how he can change the formation.
The coach may need to stay to the system that he's used, a 4-1-4-1 system, which has proven to be effective, even though the players have not been scoring a lot of goals using the system. They scored 4 against Cabo Verde, but since then, they've only been able to manage 2, score 1 against Angola in Luanda, and of course 1 against Namibia in Garoua. But I think that if he's able to maintain that system and give firm instructions to the players to ensure that the wings function effectively and there is a smooth transition between the midfield and the attacking compartment, I think that they'll get the goals going.
Zimbabwe now tops Pool J with 5 points following a 1-0 win over Namibia at the Orlando Pirates Stadium in Johannesburg, South Africa. If the Lions or the Kenyans, the winner of the match between the Lions and the Kenyans will reclaim the leadership of the pool. Away from football, the 45th African Handball Club Championship began yesterday in Lahoun in Morocco. Local side Montanda humbled Friendship of Yaounde in the men's category by 36-26, while Fab ladies were beaten by Abidjan HBC 23-31. Today, Fab men's team will play Flowers of Benin, while Fondation André Zico in the women's category will play against local side Noiseur of Morocco. Out of the country, 22 Grand Slam winner Rafael Nadal yesterday announced his retirement from professional tennis. The news has sparked tributes from the sports world as they celebrate the iconic achievement of the Spaniards on the court. That brings us to the end of the 7:30 a.m. sports news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu. Tiku, back to you, Steve.
Merci. Bonne journée à vous, Harrison. La suite, c'est notre rendez-vous culture de la scène, du micro de sang à la plume, des notes et des mots qui chantent.